I don't know why, like, that's supposed to grow on your pee-pee, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Nothing much.
It's been a while, but we're back.
It has been a while. I'm kind of glad we didn't do last week because it was April Fool's Day.
That's the worst for articles.
I don't like April Fool's podcasts.
We're going to have a podcast, April Fool's!
And the thing recently is, like, on these gaming websites is, like, they don't necessarily try and fool you. They're like, it's a faux exclusive. But the thing is it's all over the page. Like, I'm trying to weed out the real meat, or the real stories. It's like, it's annoying.
I always, my theory this year was if anybody texted me, I'm pregnant, I was going to be like, good, you deserve it.
You deserve it.
I was late to work on April Fool's Day.
Did you say April Fool's?
I woke up, we said no podcast, and I went back to bed instead of resetting my alarm. So I woke up to a call of my boss being, hey, where are you at? And I was like, I overslept. I'm so sorry. I'm on my way. But we rent out the store to some people, and they have a key. And so they waited for me to get there. My boss wasn't there. So he didn't actually really know. And he gets a call. I get a text from him and say, hey, good April Fool's joke. Ha ha. And I was like, do I play this off? Like, I was here the whole time. Then what do I do about this? Could we get away with me just not showing up to work for 20 minutes?
Nice. I remember there was one time I was headed to work and it was icy out. And like I slid and went up on a curb, and it took me a little while to get off of it. And I just one of the other employees just happened to be there early to wrap their Christmas presents. Oh. And they opened the store, and I was like, whew.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's God looking out for you.
Close call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus himself was like, we'll make this patch of ice and convince this person to go in early.
Perfect.
Divine intervention, man.
So you guys playing any good games?
I noticed that, or I realized a couple days ago that I did not have a platinum on Fallout 4, which of all games, I was like, I should have a fucking platinum on this. So I've been working. I got 3 out of the 5 I needed last night. So
I'm working on getting 2 used more. To have all the achievements on Steam until Nuke World came out, which I still haven't played.
It's good.
I've just been playing card games and watching a piss ton of Dragon Ball Super.
I watched the ending of Dragon Ball Super.
I'm on like episode 105.
Yeah.
Out of
131. Oh, okay. That's so like give me a week and I'll be caught up and we can talk about Dragon Ball Super.
Everybody knows Broly dies.
Okay, so I have played that new Dragon Ball FighterZ game and that game is fucking sick. That game is so amazing. Yeah, that game makes you feel like you're the world, like you're fucking Team Echo Fox. That game is awesome. Makes you feel like a total badass.
All right.
My team, Team Gohan, Cell, and your main man, Yamcha. Oh my god, Yamcha's broken in this game. He's a mix-up character. It's sick.
That's what I heard. I heard Yamcha's like,
this is the best Yamcha will ever be, ever.
What about Krillin?
How's Krillin? Krillin's okay.
Okay, it's good.
Krillin's got this sick... if you are a fan of Dragon Ball, I do not recommend this game higher. I cannot recommend this game more. They've got some... So Android 18 is in the game, and she is a combination attack character. So anytime that she does stuff, she does combination attacks with 17. So like she'll start a combo and then kick you up, and then 17... 18 will hit you twice and then hit you back down, and you'll finish the combo inside of 18. And so, like, 17 pops in. No, correct. Inside of 18.
I made a face.
And her ultra, her three-bar move is she, like, turns her back just slightly, and you see 17 there, and she's like, you ready to do this? And he goes, yeah, sis, let's do it. But if
Krillin... Whoa! They're siblings, and they're inside each other.
But
whoa.
If Krillin's on your team, she turns her back, and Krillin's there. And she's like, you ready? He's like, yeah, love, let's do it. And then they do the same combo together, but as, like, husband and wife instead of 17, 18. Like, there's super cool shit like that.
I prefer the incestual combo.
I get it.
Yeah, I've seen that in the Super Kamehameha with Goku, Gohan, and Gotenks.
Yeah. Or Goten. But that only works if Goku is on your team with Gohan.
Yeah.
Like, it's sick.
They put a lot of thought into this.
They put so much thought. Or, like, if you like my favorite one, and the one that, like, truly sold me on the game being the best fighting game there is you can damage the background, like the
good scene.
So, like, you can damage the foreground of, like, smacking people on the ground or doing stuff. But if I fire a ki blast and I use the deflect button and I hit, you see the blast go off, crash into a mountain, and the mountain explodes. It's like, it's so subtle, because by the time, like, it's for the spectator, because by the time that I've blocked the ki blast, I'm already rushing back in. Mm-hmm. The player didn't get to see that, but the three people who are all trading the stick, yep. we all saw that, and we're like, fuck yeah, let's go!
That was what got me so excited for Dragon Ball Z, the PlayStation 2 one, Kai? No, Dragon Ball Z...
Budokai.
Yeah, it was... You could, like, bust people through mountains and stuff. It was like, ah, that's so fucking cool!
Yeah, or, like, if you kill someone with a level 3, normally you destroy the stage and you have to go to a different stage.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
So, like, you'll be inside of West City, blow it up, and now you're in West City destroyed because I just used a level 3 Kamehameha and just fucked everybody up. And then I destroy it, and then we had to go to a tropical island. So, like, we fucking, whoosh, whoosh, now we're somewhere else, and we get to it.
Can you do the spirit bomb? Does anybody have the spirit bomb? Because that's like a planet destroyer.
Technically, yes. So there are what's called dramatic finishes. If you have two characters fight off against each other, and one character wins, sometimes you can trigger a dramatic finish. And so if you have Goku, Super Saiyan Goku, versus... Kid Buu, and Kid Buu loses, it'll go into like a little 30-second cutscene where Goku drops a spirit bomb.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right.
Or like if Nappa beats Yamcha, he'll kill Yamcha
Cyberman.
Cyberman. I try to say Saiyaman, but he's not in the game yet. If he is, it's all we're playing. but like, they also take some, like, canon out of it, and you can, if Yamcha beats Nappa, he reverses the Cybermen on him, and Nappa dies and goes in that pose, in the Yamcha pose.
The Yamcha pose, yeah. In the ground.
Yeah.
Which he also won a baseball game with.
He did, and it was, like, my favorite episode. I've never cared more about baseball ever.
What about you, Matt? What have you been playing?
I've been playing Far Cry 5.
Yeah. How's it run on your computer?
It runs fine.
Oh, good. Like trash.
No, it runs fine. It could look a lot better, but, you know, I need a CPU.
How are those turkeys?
The turkeys have been nerfed.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
What was up with the turkeys?
Turkeys were indestructible. Well, not completely, but...
They would fuck you up.
There were videos of people using flamethrowers on turkeys, and the turkeys just kept coming at them.
They were like Terminators. Yeah. How's the shovel? I heard the shovel's fun.
You know, I don't really use the shovel that much.
No, okay.
I like using the aluminum bat.
I bet it makes a satisfying like ding.
It does make a satisfying like you're going aluminium. To take someone down. Ting.
Aluminium, I believe, actually.
Shut up, Dan.
How's the story?
It's kind of all over the place.
Oh, all right.
Just like the South, am I right?
Yeah. I've heard, like, this game's fun as hell to play. But I've heard, like, mixed reviews about it. But I hear it's like, the gameplay's fun as hell.
It's fun. The things between, like, the story and, like, the side missions, really, it's like the story's supposed to be serious and the side missions are like high comedy. But it's like, it's not like comedic relief. It's like stopping one movie to watch another movie.
Oh, that's weird.
It's, you know, like, this is a mild spoiler, but like, you're in the serious game and then someone asks you if you can go fetch bull testicles. You're like, oh,
all right.
Sorry, I thought I just saw a bunch of people die, but whatever.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
How's the dogs? Are the dogs cool?
Doug.
Oh, it's just one.
Yeah,
it's
singular.
Just Boomer.
Andy.
Boomer badass.
Yeah, the thing that sucks about Boomer is he can't ride shotgun.
I've seen a couple complaints shotgun. About that.
Yes, in the back.
No, he can't like ride boy. At all. You just like get to your destination, he just randomly spawns there.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Because sometimes what happens is like if you leave in a car and you're going somewhere. And, you know, Boomer's just going to randomly show up like he fucking teleports.
Yeah.
But, like, if you don't get far enough away from him and he's still, like, behind you and, like, he gets attacked and downed, like, then you have to stop and you have to go back and revive him. Or you can just say, screw it, and go to the destination, but then he's not available for a while.
Oh, I feel like that's an oversight.
It's weird.
I don't know, maybe they didn't.
It's definitely weird.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be easy to animate, like, opening a door, him jumping in, and that's it.
And it's
gonna come to patch.
What's nice about him is he tags enemies for you.
Oh, he tags? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was always the tedious part in Far Cry 3 and 4, was trying to tag all the enemies so you wouldn't, like, miss one.
And Boomer doesn't necessarily get all the enemies, but he'll get any within, like, a certain vicinity.
Cool. Coolest vehicle you found?
The Widowmaker.
Is that a helicopter?
It is a semi-truck with guns.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Do they only have planes in that?
No, they have helicopters.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because that was my favorite fucking part in Fallout, Far Cry 4 was that helicopter you could get. That thing was a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, the like little gyrocopter.
Yeah, that thing was a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of different types of helicopters. Okay,
cool.
I want to use the airplanes more because, first of all, they're faster and this map's pretty big.
Oh, is it?
And second of all, most airplanes have better guns and, like, bombs and stuff. But there's only a few places you can really land an airplane in that game. So I always find myself using helicopters.
Because, let's see, Far Cry 4 had that sweet wingsuit. Do you get something like that in this one?
Yeah, you get a wingsuit.
All right. So, I mean, I guess you could always just wingsuit out of an airplane.
I could, yeah. The nice thing about a helicopter, though, is you can actually go back to it.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
You can land and leave.
I am in the thought process of, like, Grand Theft Auto, where I just use a plane to get somewhere, and then I'm good.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of Grand Theft Auto 5 recently. Some guy that my normal DB fighter's sparring partner, he brings it to the shop every now and then, and that game doesn't look very fun. But
really? I hear that the story is fantastic. The single player is amazing, but the online would be fun, I think, if you had a group of people that regularly played. If it's just you by yourself, meh.
Yeah, I played it online with some friends. It was pretty fun, but by myself.
The heists, they were so cool.
I never got to do a heist.
I thought we played one.
Like, are you sure?
I don't know. Heist came out like 2 years ago.
I know we played something like where there were waves of enemies.
Oh, yeah, like survival or...
It was like in a junkyard or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I used to play. That was my way of farming money in that game, was that mode. Because I figured out, like, the area where you could, like, hide, no one could get to you.
Yeah, definitely.
But when you pop that thing in the Grand Theft Auto, it's like a 20-something gig update on top of that game now.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking a couple weeks ago I wanted to play, I just wanted to, like, zip around in Just Cause 3. But it's, like, an 85-gigabyte download. It's
a big fucking game.
And of course, when I finished it, I uninstalled it because that's 85 gigs.
I want to do that with Fallout on PC because with that 4K texture pack. I think it's 100 something gigs.
Yeah.
But I know I'm going to uninstall it and then like a couple months later be like, man, I want to play some Fallout 4 on the PC.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck.
Do you guys want to get into gaming news?
I thought we were already there.
No.
Do it. Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more. I need it. This is gaming news.
Hey, so Far Cry 5. There's a new patch coming out tomorrow.
Ooh, what's it fix, man?
It fixes things like quality bug fixes. I'm going to yawn again.
Quality podcast.
Yeah. I love it. We'll just cut it. God.
Yeah, no. I don't want to. Fixed low occurrence crashes. Fixed some minor bugs in design and mission progression. I hope that means they fix the fucking silo bug, because some people, there's like silos you have to destroy, and some people are stuck with one fewer than they need, but they're all destroyed.
Oh.
And I have that, so it's a pain in the ass.
That sucks.
Improved co-op connectivity, fix low occurrence co-op specific walkthrough breaks. Herc was blowing up the client player when in a helicopter. Improved map download efficiency, fix various arcade issues, improve PvP matchmaking. Fixed issue were causing incorrect spawn if the game was minimized during loading.
Oh, that's weird.
So
that's a weird glitch.
All those fixes are coming.
That's good.
Speaking of,
I love the fact that we live now and we can just like fix games.
Yeah.
Like,
because if this came out on Super Nintendo, we'd still be worrying about turkeys.
Yeah.
The game is like,
quote, unplayable.
Yeah. We're getting Spyro the Dragon remastered.
That's cool. Like, I'm excited for everybody else being really excited. I was more on the crash train back in the day than the Spyro. But I'm excited for everybody.
Yeah.
That's excited for it.
I'm super excited. I'm excited they did not use the Skylanders Spyro.
That was a weird fucking redesign of that character.
Yeah.
I loved him.
You loved him?
So edgy and cool.
He looked like he did crack.
Made me want to put on some guyliner and go hit on some goth chicks. Speaking of which, Andy, do you know any goth chicks?
Not since
numbers
high
right now, please.
Not since high school.
So I didn't know there was a Shovel Knight card game out.
A Shovel Knight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Shovel Knight, King of Cards.
Huh.
I just got a bunch of new content.
I card well. do you get it?
No.
That's my last name.
Ah! I'm in the joke now.
Just gonna drop everything. Ghost Recon Wildlands is getting a Splinter Cell event.
Ooh, that's cool. That's really cool.
We'll feature the return of Sam Fisher.
Hell yeah. Did you ever play, what was it, the last one? Double Agent or whatever?
I played one like a couple Splinter Cells ago.
I always chose Metal Gear over Splinter Cell.
Obviously you choose Metal Gear over Splinter Cell. I love amazing gameplay with ultra confusing story.
Dude, the story's so fucking confusing in those games. Like I know that they're like really high level IQ games, and I'm like, all right, I'm getting what's going on right now. I'm getting it, and then the game ends, and I don't.
Otacon pissed himself.
So he's rubbing his buddy's ashes on his face. I don't know what's going on.
Is that the newest one?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
He's just standing there, and all of a sudden, he just starts rubbing just a dude's ass, dead soldier's ashes on his face. I'm like, oh, we're doing this now. That's cool.
This is a really lame reason, but I hate the fact that they changed Snake's voice.
Yeah, I was bothered by that as well.
Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland versus David Hayter.
David Hayter.
David
Hayter is Snake.
I'm such a David Hayter fan. He's so good as Snake.
Does anyone remember way back in the day the Metal Gear parody Crab Battle?
Yeah.
Crab Battle.
Crab Battle.
I still sometimes I'm like, Snake!
Is it the one where he sees Meryl in the cell and she's taking like a dump or something, or she's is that the one where he's like, no, that ass?
That was the DARPA chief.
DARPA chief. Yeah. Meryl's the one where he's like following her and it's like that ass. Yeah.
That might be also Metal Gear Awesome.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Sorry, I got those two confused then. Yeah, that was Metal Gear Awesome.
Yeah, I think I remember. It's like, oh, such a great part.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch that today.
Oh, so let's sneak. Yo, what up?
Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn. Comes out to consoles and PC in June.
We got a release date!
June 5th.
June 5th.
I will pick that up if it's $5.
Well, it's gonna launch $20 digitally and $30 to $40 for physical release.
That's a big difference between $30 and $40.
It is.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna wait for $5.
Why? What if it's actually like a fantastically hilarious game?
I'm not spending like more than $5 on a game called Shaq Fu.
What if it's like a Stick of Truth style hilarious game? Like that level of entertainment and joy. Wouldn't you rather give the developers the money that they deserve?
Shaq's got so much goddamn money.
It's not about Shaq. Shaq's already been paid for this. It's about the hard developers.
Didn't Shaq like fund this game?
Yeah.
It was kickstarted
by the good Shaqians. Is that what we're called?
The Shaqians.
The Shaqians.
Not the Shaqtus himself.
Yeah. I had a... Oh, how'd you like my wrestling promo?
It was good.
I've got at least two more to do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm excited.
I haven't seen it.
I'm also very excited. I have to do more, though, because other people's wrestling promos called out Mr. Damnation, and I can't let him do that, can I?
So there was a hoopla with the Nintendo Switch.
Hoopla!
After the latest firmware update, Switch owners were concerned because there were reports surfacing that third-party chargers were bricking consoles.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
Nintendo has suggested not to use anything that's not officially licensed by Nintendo.
That's a good call.
That's like an EA move right there.
It is like an EA move. This article suggests not just buying something that's not cheap, but Nintendo suggests buy Nintendo cables.
Don't screw us out of our money.
Well, I mean, okay, let's talk about it as like not like, hey, I bought this thing that wasn't like explicitly designed to work with. The people who made this thing didn't make this thing. I'll use that cable. As opposed to the people who made this charger work for the people that made this charger. Like, Nintendo can't be like, oh no, use a third-party charger? Well, here, let me just fucking blow your dick because of it. But like, if your console bricks because their Nintendo charger fucked up, yeah, I'll give you a new Switch. My bad.
Like I somewhat agree with you, but a lot of these things are standard.
Yeah.
Whereas a regular charger generically would probably be half the cost of a Nintendo charger.
Yeah, I get you.
And it's supposed to be the same exact hardware.
So Nintendo's response should be by Nintendo, and the third party's response should be, oh, fuck. Our bad. We'll get you a new Switch.
I think if this was any other company, we would be telling them that when they come out and say buy our proprietary cable over other cables that are the same.
Yeah.
You look at Nintendo as playing some sort of nefarious game with the cables.
Well, that's because you're still back in World War II propaganda. And you just hate the Japanese, man.
If Xbox did this, we'd be all over their ass.
Yeah. If Sony did it, same thing.
Well, like, I'd probably say the same argument of maybe don't get PlayStation and get PlayStation stuff, you know?
PlayStation!
In a world of standardized hardware, that's not really how it works anymore.
go with the Sony thing, you know?
Yeah, the hardware these days is pretty standardized.
Man, when my Walmart shoes fuck up, I don't go to Adidas and be like, you sons of bitches!
That's completely different. That's not even close, Tam.
That's exactly what he's talking about.
If there was one shoe company and there were standard shoes from another company that they could easily fix, sure, but not two different. That you're making the argument like if something Xbox breaks up, you go to Sony.
I'm pretty sure Walmart brand shoes are the third party shoe.
Walmart makes their like own shit, so it'd be a first party shoe.
You think you're okay? All right. So if something from Sega fucks up, is what you're saying for my Walmart shoe?
What?
Sega. I think Walmart's shit's garbage.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Where are we going? I'm just saying your Walmart to Adidas thing doesn't make any sense.
But like Adidas is like. Anyways, how about you buy some fucking Nintendo products and don't bitch when you cheap out? How about that? This is an expensive hobby, and lick my nuts and get good cords.
And I say it's not cheaping out. Nintendo's just making you pay more for the Nintendo logo.
It's the Nikon way.
But it's a Nintendo logo that works.
These things work. It's the Nintendo Switch that's the problem. And because the Switch is the problem, they're telling you to buy these other cables that cost way more. It's exactly what happens with Apple. There's chargers that...
There we go. That's a good... That is a very good analogy.
Yeah, there's chargers that work with Apple that are one-third the cost of an Apple charger. But if they started... If the phones started not rejecting these cables, and they're like, ooh, you should buy our expensive ones that this all worked before until the firmware update.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what Apple does.
All right. Okay. All right. I hear what you're saying now, but my Nintendo fanboyism is growing inside of me, so I can't not recommend you buy Nintendo brand products from our glorious overlords.
We know. This has been the argument the whole time.
I've been had.
All right. That sucks on.
Mr. Nintendo.
All right. We're going to suck on. Actually, it's time for technology news.
Huh. I am programmed for your pleasure. Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is technology news. Please assume the position.
Backpage.com has been seized by the FBI.
What exactly? I couldn't find a good, like, this is what, I guess I could have went to fucking Wikipedia.
It's a dirty Craigslist.
Dirty Craigslist?
Yeah, basically.
It's a dirty Craigslist.
So... People are going to have to find different places to get their STDs.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm trying to collect them all.
If you were looking for an STD.
Sexually.
Diseased Tyrannosaurus.
That would be scary as fuck.
Yeah. Oh my god, that dinosaur is going to kill you. By eating you? No, by giving me syphilis.
Oh, that T-Rex looks like he's got a cold sore.
Oh, no! T-Rex trying to blow my dick. No teeth. Really no teeth.
Black Panther has beaten Titanic to become the third highest grossing U.S. theatrical release of all time.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
That movie deserves it.
I still haven't seen it.
Movie's okay.
It was beautiful.
That movie,
dude. Infinity War is in like 3 fucking weeks.
I know, dude. Holy crap.
It's 2, isn't it?
27th, April 27th.
Yeah.
So would that make it 2?
It's 20 days. It's the 8th.
So you're looking weeks. At you're looking at about 20 days.
I got 7 o'clock.
20 days is closer to 3 weeks, Tam.
It's a day away. Anyways, I have my 7 o'clock.
I don't.
21 Thursday days.
Our weeks are 10 days long.
I'm fucking pumped. I have 2 more movies. We have Doctor Strange and Ragnarok left. And then we'll have watched them all in chronological order.
I've seen both those.
I love Ragnarok.
So. Oh, are you like rewatching?
Yeah, yeah. We started from the beginning, but we watched in chronological order instead of like release order.
Did you go all deep and watch like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Fuck no. I don't have time for that. We just did the movies.
I give you a suggestion if you're watching all of them, that there is a YouTube channel that I watch called Kinda Funny, and they're doing what's called the MCU in review, where every week they've watched a Marvel movie leading up to...
That's what we've been doing. Reddit's been doing it, so we've been following Reddit's.
And they put out a hour and a half long podcast ranking all the Marvel movies.
Ooh, I could get down on that.
And it's actually fantastic. They the okay, one that they did down. Last week was this week Civil they're doing Wars. Guardians 2 oh,
okay.
and yeah, it was Civil War. This week they're doing Guardians 2 and Homecoming because they moved the release date up.
Yeah. We watched
That's right, they did move the release date up.
We watched both the Guardians in the same week. That's how we caught up since they moved to release. I was like, shit. But yeah, we've been watching it in chronological.
Man, I don't like Guardians 2.
I liked it.
Really?
Yeah, it's okay, so like
it was pretty.
When you say you don't like a Marvel movie, it's like a 6 out of 10, right? So like let's start off with that. I don't think this is a fucking
Thor the Dark World.
Action or assault Thor the Dark World. You're lucky. So my scale is not wrong.
That's like a 5.
But I'm also like hella biased when I watch Marvel movies because I think that Homecoming is the best Marvel movie there is.
Civil War.
I still disagree.
Or Ultron.
I disagree.
I
fucking love
Ultron. I'm up there. I would say Civil War or Ragnarok.
Ragnarok's
fucking great, but there's Ragnarok just something about fun. Homecoming
I will
not
give you,
following the Marvel formula of, hey, it's the bad guy, he meets the bad guy, he feels bad, he has to fight a copy of himself. Like
you know what really bugged me about Homecoming, and it might be insignificant, but I hated his fucking sidekick.
Really?
Ned?
I thought he was so annoying.
The guy in the chair?
Yeah, the guy in the chair.
Ned was okay.
I think it... How much do we want to dive in? Because I could talk about Homecoming for the rest of the podcast.
Well, when do you have to work?
At noon.
Yeah, let's not dive in that All far. Right.
Okay.
YouTube Kids will finally offer a mode where actual humans bother to vet the videos.
YouTube's try at everything is so half-assed.
After months of harsh coverage of the malicious and inappropriate content that keeps popping up on YouTube Kids, ranging from videos of Peppa Pig drinking bleach to
I was not expecting that.
To David Icke what conspiracy rants.
Have you not seen some of this ElsaGate stuff?
What?
This ElsaGate stuff?
Like Elsa
this
Gate?
Yeah, just, this is what it all is.
Is that what like, they're calling
just
it?
Just hearing that name makes me not want to investigate.
So like these videos are like of the classics are of Elsa, Spider-Man, they're like all but fucking and like killing each other, and it's Elsa, Spider-Man, and the Joker. Like if the Joker's the classic bad guy and Elsa and Spider-Man are supposed to be the heroes, and they just do weird fucking shit. They do so much weird shit.
Imagine being the person creating this and uploading it to YouTube Kids.
Well, they get literally millions of views.
Still, imagine being the person that goes ahead and does that.
Well, I mean, I also can imagine somebody being like, hey, I know that cocaine kills people. I'm going to sell that. That's what we're going to do now.
Yeah.
Got to make that YouTube money.
All right, guys, that'll do it for technology news. Let's go ahead and move into news and laugh at things that are probably not real. No, I'm just kidding.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
3-hit combo.
Every time I hear that, like half the time I'm like, God, that sounds awful. And like today, I was like, fuck, I nailed that.
I'm so good. If you say dilly dilly at the Masters, you're gonna get kicked out.
If you say what?
Dilly dilly.
At the Masters?
Mm-hmm. There's actually a big list of things you can't say at the Masters. You also can't say, like, Baba Booey. And you can't say, in the hole.
Where are those from?
The Masters are strict. What?
Dilly dilly.
It's from the Bud Light commercials. Seen those? They've been running for about 6 months.
No, I haven't.
Where... It started with a commercial where someone gave the king Bud Light, and he's like, dilly dilly, and the crowd goes, dilly dilly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then they've really ran with that.
And the Masters is a golf game?
Golf, yep.
I need to context clues with it's in the hole.
it's very strict,
I
the
first
Masters.
Thought it was tennis.
It costs like, what, how many thousands of dollars to get in? You can't bring your cell phone. You can't yell dilly dilly.
Well, then what's the point?
And these are nice fucking shoes, dude.
Thank you.
Apparently, the food prices at the Masters are like 1930s prices. Like, you can get like a hot dog for like 75 cents or something.
That's because you had to pay thousands of dollars to get in.
Exactly. But the
I was expecting you to say like concert and venue prices. So like $19 for a 12-ounce beer.
Well, I mean, I guess you
seriously?
Could.
Seriously?
That's an exaggeration.
I mean, you really could make that case that there's a lot of expensive concerts to get public. Into, but in public. I just drink at home.
Buying drinks at restaurants and stuff is fucking expensive, man.
I normally drink when I play card games.
I get water when I go out. Though, Marissa didn't want to go to Imagine Dragons by herself. They're coming here in June. And I was like, well, we're buying a house, so I don't want to spend all this money on tickets. So she's like, all right, I'll just buy you the ticket, and it'll be your like birthday gift or Christmas gift for the year, whatever. So she's going to drive. I plan on getting thoroughly fucking destroyed that night because she's driving and paid for everything.
That's so funny.
So I'm just going to get fucking blasted.
Are you a big fan of Imagine Dragons?
I like them.
Yeah.
But since she's like, I don't want to go alone. I'll buy you the ticket. I was like, all right.
I'm glad that you like the Imagine Dragons, because my first concert ever was for a concert that I didn't like.
My first concert.
It was no. Oh, you're like, it was gifted to me.
Oh, got it.
It was
okay.
Gifted to me. My first girlfriend ever was like, you've never been to a concert? I got you concert tickets for Nickelback.
Oh, no.
So I watched Nickelback and I knew one song and I was like, yeah. And then I sat down in my seat and she fucking lost her mind at this concert for my birthday.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's shitty.
The first concert I ever went to was Sweetstock 98.
Ooh, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
You know who I got to see there?
Hold on. Smash Mouth?
Yep.
Yes! So, there was...
And Eiffel 65.
Ooh, hey. Cool. There was a Twitter thread about, or a hashtag, like, worst concerts you've been to, and someone said Smash Mouth, but they played Walking on the Sun and All Star twice, and he was like, it was the best worst concert I've ever been to.
I remember the day, like, because it ran all day. I remember the day sucked, because it was just, like, some local bands... Because they had to fill out 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then, like, I went and got a funnel cake, and it wasn't good.
My first concert was Weird Al.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen him twice now.
I'm so fucking pissed. I blew my fucking first concert ever.
Your concert cherry.
Yeah. Fucking Nickelback, of all things. I'd rather seen, like, Britney Spears. That would have been a hype concert, but no. Fucking Nickelback. When is the last Nickelback song you heard? You haven't.
Feed the Machine.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the one song from Nickelback I actually like. It's a newer song.
Is that the one that sounds like a metal song almost? Yeah. Yeah.
I listened to it and I was like, when it started, I was like, oh, that sounds really good. And then you heard Chad Kroeger's voice. And I'm like,
you tricked me.
I'm like, I'm going to finish this song.
April Fool's, motherfucker.
And you know what? I can't wait for a cover of it. Because it'll be better without Chad Kroeger's voice.
Oh, thank God. Chad Kroeger's good.
But not bad.
How do we even get to this?
Sorry to ruin your thing there, Tam.
How did we get on to this? Anyway, like, what were we talking about?
What
was the
last Nickelback song you've ever heard? And I was like, I got an answer.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah. I forget the article because I closed it.
Rips his shirt open.
Control T.
I heart Nickelback.
Or control shift T.
Dilly dilly at the Masters.
Oh yeah, and then we started talking about concerts and venue drinks, and then
yep, okay, there you go.
All right, there.
You guys snorting condoms lately?
Yeah, all the time.
Is that
the fucking YouTube thing where they like snort it and then, like,
and then they pull it back out?
Sort them.
You sort them
by color and size.
This one will fit. This one won't. This one will fit. This one won't. This one will fit.
Yeah, my little 2-inch dick, I've really got to make sure that everything is in its proper place.
Go cheaper. Just get Saran Wrap.
No, you can get a lot of condoms. My switch will break if I go to the third-party condoms.
What are you doing to your switch?
I charge it. My dick's a USB-C connector.
I'm trying to fuck Princess Peach, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give her that mushroom kingdom.
You fucking saran wrap a fleshlight to the bottom of your Switch so while you're playing. Yeah, Bowser, bend the fuck over. Bowser.
Of all the characters you chose, I'm all about non-human. That Bowser
butthole.
Okay. It's just an X like a cat from an anime.
Get that cheese grater ass.
So, someone did mention Bruce. Article in Forbes written by Bruce Y. Lee.
Like Doctor?
Bruce Lee.
Oh.
Bruce Y. He had to make sure that the Y is in there because we already know the Bruce Lee. He said, welcome to 2018. Who knew that teens would be told not to use condoms?
Is that the new Tide Pod thing? I thought that, dude, I remember seeing like the condom snorting thing like years ago. Is that coming back?
It was years ago. It was in 2013.
Oh, wow. So it's coming back. I remember watching a dude do it and I was like, fuck.
I don't know why, like, that's supposed to grow on your pee-pee, right? Like,
yes, Tim.
I don't know why you'd put that up your nose when it's supposed to be PP related. Like, I get that they taste good. So I've heard.
It goes around your PP.
My mom listens to this podcast, all right? I can't say throbbing kick.
I love that I'm almost 30 and somebody saying pee-pee is still the funniest fucking thing in the world.
I don't get it, Tam. You just talked about a throbbing cake.
Yeah. You used too much milk and eggs.
Too much dough, Mom.
Too much dough. Too much dough. Got that fat dough. No, man.
Bitch is like my cake batter.
Oh, my God. When I was playing Stardew Valley, I was courting Abigail, and one of her favorite gifts is mayo. And I was talking to one of my friends. I was like, yeah, Abigail loves my mayo. And I didn't even mean it that way.
That's awesome.
I meant it literally.
That's who I married was Abigail.
Abigail?
She's my first choice.
That's because she's a gamer girl with purple hair.
It was the purple hair.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're different.
Guys, I'm already erect about this condom thing. Could we chill it with a gamer girl talk?
Okay, so in Moscow, a man rammed an armored vehicle into a shop for one bottle of wine.
This erection will never leave, ever. There's no way.
For one bottle of wine? Was it like an expensive bottle or just the dude wanted some fucking wine?
It does not say if it was an expensive bottle. It just said he rammed it into a family convenience store.
Yeah, that wasn't an expensive wine then. That was just regular wine.
This is some top shelf Super Savers, all right?
A car flies into the second floor of a building. It stays there.
God damn it, Doc Brown.
That's some Fast and Furious shit.
A speeding car driven by a man authorities said had been using drugs soared off a median divider and into a second floor dental office in Santa Ana, California.
And nobody was hurt.
Minor injuries.
Basically, no one was hurt.
Yeah. The driver admitted to using narcotics. I wish I knew what they were.
Drugs.
A police say a dirt mound in the median contributed the car flying so high. This is a failed GTA stunt.
That's what it sounds like.
This is when you don't hit the dirt pile fast enough or at the right angle. All right. Oh. Did I do this story, actually? Did we ever do the story about the man rupturing his throat while trying to stifle a sneeze?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Oh, God.
But that also sounds like hell. Yeah.
I'll never do that ever again.
Because didn't it, like, I thought he blew something out, but it's actually he just needed it, like, heals or something.
Yeah, he needed it to heal.
Oh,
That's God. Horror, though.
Yeah, difficulty swallowing and speaking.
I'm just going to sneeze all over everybody now. I'm not going to be polite about it ever. I'm not going to blow out my throat.
Yeah, if you're going to blow out your throat, be doing it like with something fun.
Like a condom.
Yeah, like with some cake.
With some cake. Get a little pep, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't.
I was talking about Penis Andy.
So, that'll do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3HitCombo PC. Email us your nudes at 3HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com.
We'll get nudes someday.
One of these days, and they're not going to be good.
No.
It's going to be a big throbbing cake.
It's going to be a big cake.
Ray, we're looking at you, dude.
Check us out on YouTube. 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
I hope that made sense.
I wouldn't even be mad because that's what we would have to do.
We defend the shit out of Ray's nudes.
For Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out.